Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode. Hey, Mama, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. This month, we're focusing on reclaiming your time and energy, and today's episode is all about creating an intentional daily routine that works for you. I'm going to be honest. You know, being a mom means making a million decisions every day. What's for dinner? What do the kids need? Do I pay the bill? By the end of the day, you are drained. Not because you've been physically active all day, but because decision fatigue is real. Today, we're going to explore how establishing a simple, intentional daily routine can set the tone for the day, reduce decision fatigue, and help you create more time to focus on what truly fills you up. Because here's the thing, routines aren't about creating a rigid schedule that stresses you out. They're about simplifying your day. They're about simplifying your day, okay? So you can focus on your energy. Use your energy for good, you know? When you have a routine, you eliminate unnecessary decisions and give yourself space to recharge. For example, I'm a big believer in starting the day with intention. Personally, I love waking up a little earlier, even if it means going to bed a few minutes later, because that quiet time in the morning helps me recharge. Whether I'm spending journaling, praying, reading, or thinking about what I'm grateful for, it sets the tone for my entire day. And if mornings aren't your thing, that's okay. You can find small pockets throughout the day to decompress, whether it's during nap time, after bedtime, or even just 5 minutes to breathe while the kids are playing, or if you even commuting to pick the kids up from daycare, okay? The goal is to create, or school, because the goal is to create intentional moments that fill you up, no matter when they happen. It's just about the intentionality of it. So let's talk about one of the biggest benefits of routines. They reduce decision fatigue. When you plan ahead, you free up mental space for the things that matter most, okay? Plan your meals for the week. I know in January, I had an episode about meal planning. Because meal planning helps. When you know what's for dinner, it eliminates that scramble of asking everybody, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Or you're like, what is everybody going to eat? You just got to look at the list that you created for the week, right? Because if meal planning feels overwhelming, start small. Just plan 3 meals and repeat them if needed. You don't have to, you know, go overboard and be like, okay, I'm going to plan a whole month of meals if you're not even planning one for the week. So just start where you are, okay? The second one is prep outfits in advance. Whew. Lay out outfits for you and the kids the night before. Like when you were younger, I know I used to have to pick my clothes out for the week. And it actually is helpful. And you know, funny, my dad still does that. And he's like, yeah, it's so helpful. I just iron my clothes for a week. I'm like, well, if we did that when we were little and my dad's still doing that, it has some truth to it, right? Because this tiny habit saves so much time in the morning. You're not scrambling, trying to put clothes together. You're focused on, oh, I already got the clothes. I already had a breakfast, right? All I got to do is get the kids up, brush their teeth. Or if your kids are old enough to brush their teeth and stuff, you got to worry about getting dressed and getting out the door, right? Also, get your partner involved. Making all the decisions feels like too much. Communicate that. Have a weekly meeting with your partner to delegate tasks. For example, if you want them to do the lunches, have them pack the lunches, right? While you focus on the dinner planning. You know, tag team. Don't feel like you have to do it all because we need a village, okay? We need a village. Because delegation isn't about handing off everything. It's about sharing the load so you're not doing it all alone. My next one is for you to create effective systems. Because if you're not sure where to start, create these simple systems. It can save you a lot of time and mental energy. Here's how to break it down. Ask yourself questions like, what's filling me up? What's draining me? What do I need support with? That's why in my Balanced Mama Wellness Guide, in my Master Your Time Weekly, we talk about these things. Because you're not able to delegate what you don't know you need help with, or you don't know how to create the systems if you don't know what's working, what's not. You want to set up weekly planning. Take 15, 20 minutes each day to map out your top priorities, meals, and any big commitments. This is where the Master Your Week Planning Guide comes in. It helps you create that plan that works and it's an effective plan, right? Because I've had, I would say I honestly had over 100 moms download that guide, okay? That's how good it is. Establish daily routines. Morning. Start with one thing that sets a positive tone. You can journal. You can read. You can do morning meditations. And can I give y'all a quick hint? No, not a hint. I'm going to put y'all on game. If you're like, I'm not able to physically write, pull out your phone and create a note so that you can edit it and really write it later. Midday, find moments to pause, even if it's just 5 minutes to breathe or think about gratitude or do something that small that energizes you. Sometimes I like to, because it's cold outside right now, sometimes I like to sit in front of the window for some sunlight, right? In the evening, wind down with gratitude or a calming activity like reading, do your skincare routine, you know, whatever fills you up, because that's why you have that list. The list of things that fill you up so that you know what to do when you need it, right? Because if you're feeling overwhelmed, remember you don't have to do it all. If you have a partner involved in planning and decision making, let them know where you need help. If you don't have a partner or extra support, focus on creating systems that simplify your daily tasks. For example, set up a laundry schedule or prep snacks for the week in advance to save time later, right? Do these small little habits. You may be like, I don't know if I can do this. Just start small. Even if it's one day, one snack, one load of laundry. Whatever it is, it's about making progress, not perfection. Okay? And don't forget the power community. Surrounding yourself with other moms who are working through similar challenges can make all the difference. That's why I always recommend the Nurturing the Mama membership, because it's a space where we talk about managing stress, building routines, and finding balance together. I know our focus inside the membership right now is about our physical energy, making sure that we're pouring into ourselves so that we can be ready for everything that's coming our way, right? It's going to let us be more flexible, okay? But routines aren't about perfection, like I said. They're about intention. Intentionality. Start small by focusing on one area of your day, like mornings or evenings, and build from there. If you're not sure where to begin, check out my Master Your Weekly Planning Guide. It's packed with the tools to help you plan your week, reduce decision fatigue, and create some more you time, okay? This isn't about doing more. It's about doing less, but doing it better. Let me know how you're starting to implement these routines in your day, okay? Let me know. You can message me on Instagram. You can send me an email. If you join the email list, you'll already have my email in your inbox. All you gotta do is reply and let me know. But I love to hear what's working for you, because I want to know, are you enjoying these episodes? Are you finding helpful information? Are you using the information? You know, let me know. But I want to say thank you for tuning in today's episode. Next week, we'll be wrapping up with Reclaiming Your Time and Energy series with even more actionable tips. Till then, take care of yourself. You deserve it. You've got this, mama. Keep simplifying. Keep prioritizing. And remember, you're doing an amazing job. See you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.